This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump says he would be very disappointed if reports that North Korea is rebuilding a rocket launch site are true. Days after he boasted of a strong relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, multiple sources say the Pyongyang regime has restored part of a site it began dismantling after the Singapore summit last year. Satellite images are said to show structures on the launch pad at Sohae had been rebuilt between February 16th and March 2nd on the heels of the failed Hanoi summit. President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen returned to the U.S. Capitol today for another closed-door hearing before the House Intelligence Committee. More from AP's Saigar Meghani.
Cohen told the House Intelligence Committee in 2017 he'd abandoned a Trump real estate project in Moscow in January 2016, but later admitted he'd pursued the project for months as Trump continued his White House bid. Lawmakers have been interested in talking to him about the project ever since he pleaded guilty to lying to Congress. Today, a person familiar with the interview says Cohen turned over documents related to the project. Last week, he told another panel Trump's lawyers had reviewed and edited the false statement he gave to Congress. One of the lawyers is denying that today. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Venezuelan government today gave Germany's ambassador to Caracas 48 hours to leave the country because of his support of opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is locked in political battle with President Nicolas Maduro. Kreiner is accused of meddling in Venezuela's internal affairs. Washington today announced more visa restrictions for Venezuelan individuals. Vice President Mike Pence.
The State Department is announcing that the United States will revoke 77 visas, including many officials of the Maduro regime and their families.
This is VOA News. Two top U.S. Homeland Security officials defended the Trump administration's border policies on Capitol Hill today, a day after newly released data showed a spike in the number of undocumented families crossing into the United States over the southern border. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said the situation is not a manufactured crisis, but truly an emergency. It was testimony meant to bolster President Trump's declaration of a national emergency, meant to finance a border wall against the will of Congress. The former head of the U.S. Central Command, retired Army General John Abizaid, has been nominated as the new American ambassador to Saudi Arabia. And testifying today before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Abizaid talked about the complicating factors in the U.S.-Saudi relationship.
War in Yemen, the senseless killing of Jamal Khashoggi, rifts in the Gulf Alliance, alleged abuses of innocent people to include an American citizen and female activists, all present immediate challenges.
Abizaid is expected to win easy Senate approval. Passengers aboard a Virgin Atlantic flight from Barbados to London today were put into quarantine because of a mysterious illness aboard the plane. We get a report from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Staff say the quarantine measure was necessary after a number of customers had reported feeling unwell on board. Then on arrival, the passengers and crew were immediately taken to a reception centre near Gatwick Airport for medical assessment. One traveller tweeted that the passengers had all been on a cruise ship in the Caribbean and that it was believed the illness originated on the ship and not on the plane. He said the sickness appeared to involve a bad cough and possible chest infection. The airline says it's conducting a probe into the circumstances. Charles de Ledesma, London.
U.S.-China trade talks continue. How are they going? It depends on whom you ask. For President Trump, apparently, from the Oval Office, things look good.
They're moving along well, and we'll see what happens. They're either going to be a good deal or it's not going to be a deal. But I think they're moving along very nicely.
The president has put off a series of sharp tariff hikes on billions of dollars worth of Chinese imports, which he had pledged to do if it seemed a deal was close. London's counterterrorism police are trying to track down who mailed three small incendiary devices to two airports and a major rail station on Tuesday. No one was injured, though one of the devices caused a small fire in an office building at Heathrow Airport. The other packages were discovered at the Waterloo Rail Station and in an office at London City Airport. A British security analyst says investigators from Ireland are looking into the origin of the explosive packages because they have stamps from Dublin. Algerian independence war veterans have joined those demanding that ailing 82-year-old President Abdelaziz Bouteflika step down after 20 years in power. He says he intends to run for a fifth term. Gene Randall, VOA News.